Today on Castle Country Focus, I have with me Tim Riley, who is the curator of archaeology at the USU Eastern Museum. Tim has been with the museum for about 5 years, but that's not what we're going to talk about today. He's also been involved with farmers markets for the last 15 years in Texas and Michigan. So we're going to talk about our farmers market that happens there at the Peace Gardens in Price. Thank you, Tim, for being with us on Castle Country Focus.
Sure. Very happy to be with you today.
Well, let's begin with the essentials. When does the farmers market start? The time, and how long does it go?
Sure, that's a great place to start. So the Price Farmers Market, it was called the High Desert Growers Market. There's been a decision to change that name to make it clear that it is in the city of Price. It starts on July 8th. That'll be our first Saturday, and then it'll be every Saturday from July 8th through the end of October at the Peace Gardens, as you said, right in downtown Price, from 9 a.m. till noon or perhaps a little later.
9 to 12. From July 8th to the end of October.
The last Saturday in October. Yes, sir.
So Halloween, and this is on every Saturday?
Every Saturday, yes, sir.
Okay, great. What do you sell there?
Well, sure. So overall, the market as a whole, the goal is for it to be a farmer's market rather than a crafter's market. And so the bylaws of the market require that 70% of the vendors be produce or other agricultural products. That's mostly the focus. It's things like local honey. It's things like local vegetables. Those are primary agricultural products. There are some other things as well, including some crafters and bath and body products. Personally, I vend with my wife. I'm primarily the secondary vendor. She's the one who does most of the work. And we're primarily a garden market gardeners, but we also have a cottage kitchen out of which we do breads and other baked goods. And we also make some soaps and other body products like that.
Tell me, why do we go to the effort of doing a farmer's market? Can't we buy essentially the same thing at Smith's or Walmart or Lynn's?
Well, that's a good question, Dylan. And I mean, I think there are certainly good produce options available in the modern supermarkets. I think there's a number of reasons why people choose to go to a farmer's market. The first and general reason, and the reason we got involved 15 or so years ago, is because it's local produce. This is stuff that's grown in our local area that's required in order to be a vendor there. That's not generally true at any of the produce you get at a supermarket, unless it's clearly labeled. Even when they do say local, they tend to mean regional within the state of Utah or perhaps a little bit beyond that. And so that's one of the things people are concerned with. The average piece of produce travels something like 1,400 miles from where it was farmed until it's consumed. That's great for having tomatoes in the winter, but it also has a huge economic cost and environmental cost with transport. So that's one reason people go, is because you can get actual, true local produce. You can get seasonal produce, as Guy Clark, a Texas singer-songwriter, said about 40 years ago, there's only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes. They certainly taste better. I think that's another reason people go there, because generally, when you don't have those large shipping costs, things are fresher. Things are picked the night before or maybe even the morning of, and they tend to be a little fresher. That's one reason. The other reason a lot of people go to the farmer's market is because it's most of the vendors there are, I'll say, traditional. They don't use synthetic pesticides, herbicides, or fertilizers. They might not be certified as organic vendors, but they tend to use organic practices. We do that, for example. And so people who are concerned about pesticide loads, produce, particularly the type of produce you eat raw, might come to the farmer's market for that as well. And the other reason is it's just a fun event. It's fun to come out and see what's in season in your area. Maybe might connect you a little bit more to the natural community around you, and think about eating more seasonally. There's always interesting crafts, whether it's knitting or woodwork or anything in between that for sale there. And frequently we have entertainment or other things going on to make it a little bit more of a festive atmosphere. Good place to sort of come spend an hour or so on a Saturday morning.
I want to remind our listeners that you are listening to Tim Riley, while curator of archaeology, but we're talking about the farmers market that's coming up in Price beginning July 8th from 9 till about noon here on Castle Country Focus. Now, Tim, you mentioned that while not necessarily certified, much of the produce is probably organic or more organic than you may find other ways.
Yeah, that's true. And I mean, as always, it's always best to ask a vendor about their practices, and they'll be honest with you and tell you how they grow stuff. Most of us, most of the vegetable growers in that market prefer organic because they're growing for their own families as well as for the market. And so they tend to use either organic pesticide methods or minimal synthetic pesticides. That's one thing we see, whether it's synthetic fertilizers or synthetic pesticides, those have a huge cost beyond just the field. They have perhaps health costs for the humans consuming them, but they also have huge costs for the environment. You know, there's a huge dead zone in the Gulf of Mexico because we put so much fertilizer on our fields in the Midwest that it runs down the Mississippi and has created such a high nitrogen environment that nothing can live near the Gulf of the Mississippi, or near the Delta of the Mississippi as it enters the Gulf of Mexico. And so those are concerns we have, that a lot of people have, you know, that we are overusing pesticides and fertilizers. Small scale growers tend to, even if they are using synthetic pesticides and fertilizers, they tend to use them in a much more responsible, controlled manner. They tend to use them further away from date of harvest. A great example is something like modern GMO wheat. It's been bred to be treated with Roundup in order to ensure even ripening and a greater harvest yield. But that also means that they spray it with this glyphosate, you know, with 4 days to go to harvest, and it's still going to be on that wheat by the time it's milled into your flour. And so now, you are going to get that residue.
When the fruit is on, you have not only vegetables, but cherries and apples and whatever is growing on the trees, right?
Yeah, and that's definitely true. A lot of the big appeal is orchard crops, and those tend to be a little bit more or a little less likely to be completely organic or pesticide-free simply because of the way they're growing. But generally, you see the growers around here treat early during fruit formation and not near the end of harvest. But yeah, you do see the big appeal are the peaches and the apricots if you have a good year for them, and the cherries, and then later on in the season, things like the pears and the apples. And you can get a great variety. There's a lot of good local farmers around here in both Emory and Carbon County who come up to serve this market, and a lot of them have been growing these varieties for decades in some cases. And so there's a lot of interesting varieties that you've probably never had at a supermarket.
Now, mentioned that there were some events or some entertainment going on. Can you tell us about that?
Sure. So this year, the farmers market is going to be more proactive in having entertainment and other types of demonstration events at the market. There's a couple of things going on. We're attempting to have a weekly performer, at least one, for an hour or two in the middle of the market. Just generally acoustic, might be a range of anything from Anna Allen, one of our local helper idol winners or county idol winners in the past, and a great singer-songwriter has agreed to perform. And it might also include some other acts as well, including things like a ukulele school. So there's going to be a variety of music available just to sort of create a more festive atmosphere. That's one thing we're doing. We're also going to start having a monthly song swap or jam session. This is typical at a lot of places where you'll have something like a bluegrass jam, bring an instrument, no matter how well you play it, and come down and be willing to play along with other people or maybe lead a song of your own, or just sit in the margins and watch people play and learn how to play. And we're probably going to do that the third or fourth weekend of every month. So that'll be an ongoing thing that's engaging and allows people who like to play but maybe aren't up to having a whole set worked out to perform for us to come out and have a good time and learn some new techniques from others. So those are some of the things. We're also going to have a weaving demonstration and some other sort of traditional craft demonstrations throughout the year. Those aren't scheduled yet, but we're working on that. And then the other thing we're doing this year is we're going to have cooks. We're going to have local cooks come in and cook up produce available that week in the market. They won't be able to necessarily sell it or give it away unless they have a food handler's license. But the idea is to create an enticing smell, aroma, and provide recipes and ideas on what exactly do I do with a patty pan summer squash or a flying saucer summer squash? What are some of the ways I can cook that? So hopefully it'll give people a chance to maybe explore some of the fruits and vegetables that they're unfamiliar with and ways to prepare them.
What are other ways we can get in touch with you, Tim?
Sure. Probably the best way to reach the farmers market is through Facebook, the Price Farmers Market. If you just type it into the search bar on Facebook, it'll be there and it'll give you, we'll put up weekly lists of what we know is going to be in season at the market that week. And we'll also have events for the entertainment or and other things going on at the market. So the best way to stay up to date on the market and even share your own photos from visiting the market or things you made with produce from the market is at Facebook with the Price Farmers Market.
Well, Tim, thank you for taking a little time and discussing the farmers market coming up. It sounds like a great place to be on Saturday morning for the next several months. Thank you again.
Hey, thank you.